Oh, no, I was just thinking. We're nearly reaching the end of the tour, darling. I hope you've enjoyed your visit. Don't worry about me, love. I'm just a sap and have a little thing about goodbyes. The boys call me Mom sometimes and tease me for being so sentimental. But what can I do? I can only be myself. Considering I run this house, I figure it's not so terrible a trade, wouldn't you think? Right? The wonderful thing about our setup, though, is that you can always come back. So I don't ever get too mopey about when it's time for guests to leave. They always come back. I look forward to your return already. Ah, here we are. Last stop. How to explain this one? Well, greed is... Look, every whimper, every moan, every thrash of your head against the bedsheets, all of these combined a few times over is still never enough for this man. So, some would say he's a bit overwhelming at times. Now, where they are right, they're also wrong. More than anything, greed is demanding and wants to exact the most out of every transaction. Sometimes it's not even about anything particularly physical. He simply desires to collect something which isn't his. You understand? He craves a woman's ecstasy. He gets limits, but he also isn't one to let you get off that easily. Such a silly, ravenous fellow. See, he loves big women. Big breasts, smaller breasts, normal women, even petite women. Fingers, hands, lips, feeling you come. He desires to feel it all. He's kind of a hoarder of sexual experiences. He wants to experience everything. His tastes are rich and results-driven. But the man simply wants it all. Oh yes, on top of everything else, he is very much the charming bachelor. You'll never see, but his room is just brimming with proof of his refined tastes. Even some gifts from some very grateful ladies. For him, it's not so much getting the gifts, but reminiscing on the lady he spent time with. His mementos, recalling her every sigh and moan. Like I said, pure greed for a woman's pleasure. Think you're up for the challenge, love?